नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि घोर भक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे।
सो वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग the bathing ceremony of the Lord with the Panchamrita Abhishek, the five of auspicious things which are coming from the holy cow. We are conferring it to Lord Krishna because Lord Krishna is always benevolent and especially for the benefit of the brahmanas and the cows, he appears in this material form. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagatitaya krishnaya govindaya namo. Krishna performs all the welfare activities through the agency of cows and brahmanas. The Brahminical class of people are supposed to be guiding the entire population towards the righteous path that leads to liberation and ultimate salvation of going back home back to Godhead. So, in the previous age, the Lord invented himself in the form of a chaligra, which is continuing on this overlapping period of this Kali Yuga. And we see our temple worship for that case, the worship of the Supreme or his representative is conducted through the temples, churches or mosque, whether it is personal, impersonal, or even restricted in particular forms. The Lord and his configuration is entirely spiritual. The matter has completely opposite and temporary configurations. But the jivas or the living entities are confined between two. So, we have to live a material life as well as spiritual life. There is no escape. We have to perform God-given duties as we inherit the culture. But at the same time, we have to be abiding by the local laws, the state laws, the government laws. In order to become good and accountable citizen, contributing for the welfare of the people in general, everybody has a duty. Nobody can escape from these duties. So when we celebrate in remembrance of certain pastimes of the Lord, the activities which are so divine, so enlivening to our heart and soul that we observe regularly as an annual function. It is not that we are ritualistic. Prabhupada has defined if the religion without philosophy is nothing but sentiments, but philosophy without religion is going to be sentimental movement. We are not sentimentalists. Then what is the philosophy behind it? Philosophy expounds the absolute truth. A ritual itself cannot expound the absolute truth. But it is corollary. By performing it, if divine pleasure is obtained, then we must believe. All the rituals are accompanied by the holy name. Because the holy name is a sustaining strength for anything that we perform. If it is devoid of the holy name, then there is no value in it. So, the divinity in the Lord can be understood and reciprocated. When it is understood through the pages of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the divinity can be exposed in the performer or the practitioner. And this divinity, when it is applied in the deity worship, then it becomes a very congenial process. Then we understand that because we have material bodies and we are accustomed to perform material activities, how to turn it into spiritual activity? This is most important. Because underlying any activity is the spiritual force. Underlying any understanding is the consciousness which is coming from the spiritual source. We cannot remain all the time materially conscious. We have to revive our own original conscious by participating in the temple activities and try to understand that on the spiritual platform where a proper reciprocation is given. Krishna, who is the source of everything, he stays in different expanded forms in everything. Just like Paramatma is situated in everything between the atoms and even without atoms. People may say, oh, what is the need to go to the temple when he is everywhere? And Baba, he is everywhere, therefore he is also in the temple. That's the reason we have to go. But everywhere is not his philosophy hanging around and make it available. But temple is a place where it will be available, it will be disseminated for the benefit of general people. So do not think that we are idol worshippers. The worship is meant that because we are habituated to perform activities, when we perform in favor of Krishna, then Krishna accepts a particular form even in the matter, because he is in the matter also. You cannot deny that. And he accepts his service, which we are accustomed to perform. Krishna is so kind that he is easily available the way we want him to. But one cannot be whimsical. One has to accept the process, and there are regulations and understanding in the Shastra about the Lord's form can be configured in 8 different types of materials. So one of the form is Daru. Daru means the wood. So Brahman, here Jagannath is called Daru Brahman. Daru Brahman has to be understood because Even in the atoms of the wood, which may be comprised of a carbon combination of different other nitrogen, oxygen, and so many other things. But each and every atom of an element is also having a nucleus, and Paramatma is rotating all the electrons around. So nothing is inactive. Scientists say Earth is inactive. No. If you see the element of the Earth, most of it is calcium and other metals are there. But in each and every atom of the metal or an element, the electrons are rotating in its own orbit and very, very systematically. So, who makes them move about? If this is called microcosmic understanding of the representation of the world, and above the heaven and earth is the macrocosmic. And nobody violates the principles upon which everything is moving about. So how come matter is dead? Matter cannot be dead. The one who does not have real life and consciousness here to the origin of the consciousness is a dead person. For him, for a dead, everything is dead. So such dead with intelligence, dead with any sentiments and proper understanding about the scientific nature of the presence of the Lord, here he is ready to accept our service, filled with sentiments and understanding of spiritual reality. We are able to approach him. Daru Brahman, Jagannath is Daru Brahman. But we see this form has also a very interesting origin. It's a long story, but still, every phase of the constructing or conceiving this deity form, Indradyumna had to keep his composure right on the spiritual aspect. The way the Lord wants to appear, you cannot make him appear according to your desire. But you have to accept his desire and accept him as it is. So, somehow or other, Indradyumna got what we call unfinished deity. Didn't have hands, didn't have legs, did not have anything. But he conceived. No. The Lord looks very beautiful. It will paint. And here, this is Indradyumna Maharaj's conception. You know, he was a pure devotee of the Lord. So we have to go through the line of devotional service. You can take for granted any stone or structure to be deity. A deity thus described in the Shastras, they are the safest approach rather than a madman's approach to anything and everything as God. God has to be understood in three features. Vadanti tattva vidastattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabda. Why we call him Daru Brahman? The Brahman aspect is there in the world. Who can deny it? Sum total of all material and spiritual energies is called Brahman. It's not present. Nonetheless, what about our sentiment of bathing him and making him sick in this kind of day and weather?
even anybody can get sick, but we are deliberating going to make him sick.
Most of the time when we were doing Abhishek, all the articles were cold. Even the ghee was all frozen. Then later on the hot water came.
But once touched by the cold, Jagannath is going to get sick. For sure. But then, now his service, an intimate service by his pujari will start. And that is the real opportunity to understand that everybody does not get chance when he is going to be in confinement for 15 days.
The Snan Yatra is that every day he doesn't take snan, and somehow or another this day he takes snan.
He's like a child, doesn't want to take bath.
How long can you have a sponge bath and clean every day? No. But today he will have a full bath with full approved substances, whether hot, cold, or lukewarm, doesn't matter. And he was happy. As soon as we will go, and he will start sneezing and blaming you. But the pujari will know, he will have to give him hot ginger tea and so many different substances to keep him, warmed up, inside out, so they can beautifully paint him, give him the new kaleva, new form. And all these activities are full of so many spiritual sentiments that when the devotees have to change according to the tradition, the new kaleva means the new body has to come. They will exhibit the sentiment of separation. Lot of lamentation and other things. But anything, any sentiment that is geared to the Lord is always in transcendental mode. But devotees, by performing, desire so much internal pleasure. It's internal. Externally, it may be a little bit showy, but forget it. Holy name will cover it. Don't worry about external or internal. We chant throughout the whole ceremony, so our attention will always remain in transcendental sound vibrations that will give us more impetus to understand that without transcendental nature, you will not be able to understand any intricacy of the Supreme Lord's activity. So this is a wonderful activity. It is observed once in the whole year. But then you have to wait for 15 days, separate yourself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited beautiful sentiments. When Snan Yatra was over, his routine has changed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go daily, have Mangalarti and everything. Now, the Lord is not going to be available for 15 days. What should I do? So he would walk about 25 kilometers back and forth to Alarnath, chanting and meditating on Lord Jagannath in separation. This is another transcendental activity. If you can't leave without a second in the meditation of the Lord, then you should understand that you can't afford vacation from there. Pujaris don't take vacations. I don't know here, it might be possible, but when you come from abroad, they take vacation. But pujaris, actually there is no vacation. Those who are intimately serving the Lord, it's an eternal service. Not conditional service, eternal service. Sometimes they have to go by force. Then, as for example, in Badrinath, in the month of November, everything shuts down. Later part of the month of November and early December, because no food will be there. And it is so severe winter that only one pujari has to stay, lock up himself with for 6 months' supply for worship as well as his living. Even his wife is not allowed to stay if he is a grahastha. Generally, they come from Ramavish Sampradaya. So they send the family back to, Sri Lanka. And only pujari will stay. Now, what kind of intimacy he has been afforded? So much intensified exchange of love of Godhead is possible in when you are left alone with nobody in sound. So, that is the nature. Then we are given opportunity even for understanding. Separation with the Lord should be experienced in our life. These are the 15 days you have to count. You have to remember the Lord intensely. So in this way, the vigra seva, we are not idol worshippers. We are worshipping the vigrahas. The word vigraha denotes to the deities who are capable to give us exchange of our sentient feelings. That's how vigraha, the word, is identified in Ayurveda. Otherwise, there are 12 other names of the body. Sharir, Tanu, Deh. So many names are there. Everyone has a different meaning. So similarly, Vashma is there. Vashma means the one that is capable of producing one's own like. It's called Vashma. Chiyate iti deha. Deha means one experiences the metabolic activities, is called deha. Chiryate jiryate iti sharira. Sharir means one that grows and becomes old and dwindle. So these are the different meanings and according to different activities performed by the body. So this body is utilized in service of the Supreme through the transcendental understanding and our reciprocation through service. So it is not idol worship. Idol worship is that, I want to have a nice car and I will pray to the Lord through archana. And patapat, the pujari will do the archana and he says, okay, your desire will be fulfilled. So they go. According to the the degree of faith, Krishna will reciprocate. Not otherwise. But here, when you approach sent person to the Lord in His service, Krishna also appreciates your service and reciprocates 100%, not less. Ye yathamam prapadyante tamste eva bhajamyam mama vartamanu vartante manushya partha sarvasa. Krishna will reciprocate in each and every respect, but it will be completely in proportion to one's service. So we see these festivals are very important in the life of a devotee, not in the life of so-called having little lukewarm faith. He may miss the opportunity, but those who are trying to develop through the help of chanting Hare Krishna and become situated on the transcendental platform or able to understand the nature of this transcendental will certainly appreciate and get reciprocation of Guru Krishna's love. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada. Anybody has